policy eligibility, terms, and conditions.
Gusto presents the recipe box with the greatest choice. Fresh quality ingredients delivered to your door, featuring tasty 10-minute meals, global cuisines, and family classics. Steal the show with over 250 recipes every month. From $2.99 a meal, Gusto. Sign up now at gusto.co.uk for 60% off your first box. Price per portion of a standard 5-recipe subscription box for 4 people. Excludes $3.99 delivery. Verify at gusto.co.uk/choice.
When it comes to good food, everything else can wait. The doorbell just rung. Wait. The kids next door want their ball back. Wait. Getting back to Rachel's hen party group chat? Definitely wait. Waitrose number one always comes first. From heather honey-smoked Scottish salmon and salted caramel croissant cups to tomato and vodka pasta sauce. Everything else can wait. Save 20% on Waitrose number one. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Excludes products within the number one meal deal.
I'm here with Charlie Bigham. What's cooking, Charlie?
My classic fish pie, made with succulent salmon and delicately smoked haddock, smothered with bechamel and parsley sauce, and all topped off with the richest, butteriest mash and a golden mature cheddar topping.
You had me at succulent.
An unbeatable classic. Cheers.
Delicious. Tastes like home.
You know you don't actually live here, right?
Charlie Bigham's.
Handmade in my kitchen. Cooked in yours.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. A major consultation that's promising to put patients and staff at the heart of NHS reform in England is launching later. The Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, also says he wants more people treated outside of hospital, promising to create new neighbourhood centres. Saffron Cordery is the Deputy Chief Executive of NHS Providers.
What's really important is that the government listens hard and that they also understand that this needs to be reform that will endure for the longer term. So we need to act now, but we also need to make sure it's on firm foundations.
Next this morning, the King has been heckled by an Australian senator. She shouted, "You're not my king," before being led away by protection officers after he addressed the country's parliament. Charles had just delivered a speech as part of a royal visit to the capital, Canberra. Blasts have been heard across Lebanon's capital, Beirut, overnight after the Israeli military pledged to begin targeting Hezbollah's financial arms. It vowed to target a number of large sites in the city. There are calls for new young drivers to be banned from carrying passengers of a similar age for 6 months after passing their test. The AA is also suggesting a G-plates should be displayed on their cars to show they're a graduate driver. Vigils have been held across the UK this weekend in memory of One Direction star Liam Payne. Thousands of fans gathered in cities including Glasgow, London and Birmingham to leave flowers and light candles for the 31-year-old who died last week. These fans in Birmingham told us they're still in shock.
I don't think people quite understand.
People think, oh, you didn't know him, and like, you didn't, but you do know everything about them.
It was difficult. Listening to their music has a new, different inflection now.
And a children's soft play centre in Gloucestershire has apologised after having to remove some of their Halloween decorations because they were too realistic. One mum who took her daughter to Rugrats and Half Pints in Cirencester so that she had to double take when she spotted the body bags. Blustery showers in northern England and Scotland through today. Drier further south with sunny spells, highs of 16 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Nove.
On Magic Classical.
Good morning. A quotation for the day. Alfred Nobel, born this day in 1833. Contentment is the only real wealth.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you. Mozart, Sonata No. 11, Rondo alla Turca, played by Jeno Yando. And you're hearing it on Magic Classical. I'm very glad you are. Thank you for being aboard. Charles with you, live and direct from the East Midlands on this Monday, the 21st of October. It's not raining here, which is a turn up for the books. Just checking the window. Oh, yeah. Not raining and a trifle chilly, grey and cloudy. And the situation with you? Yes, well, we find there's a lot of it about. Question of the day, Mark 2, will be along as we get closer to 8:30. Mind you, a follow-up on question of the day, Mark 1, which was about what letters you didn't require when you were writing numbers down. Morning, James and Amber in a grey Colchester, who say 101 has an A. I suppose it does. It's either going to be an A or an apostrophe N apostrophe, isn't it? Depending on your level of precision. Have a grand day, James and Amber. Off to Spain now from 7 Spanish folk songs by Manuel de Falla. This is Seguidilla Murciana. Manuel de Falla, played by Tabea Zimmerman, viola, Javier Peranes, piano. Penny's Bliss is back from 10 this morning with her usual merrymaking and a new listener in residence to meet and something strange and puzzling from the brain teaser department with Penny here after 10 before we get to her. From 9, you know what we have?
Magic Classical presents Screen Time.
glimpse of screen-related goodies lined up for Screen Time after nine this morning. Just at the start of the show this morning, the first quotation for the day that I did came from the poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge, who was born on this day in 1772. A fraction over 100 years later, a baby was born and named in honour of Samuel Taylor Coleridge. This is the music of Samuel Coleridge Taylor. Not confusing at all. This is from his African suite, The Introduction.
Thank you.
Czernicki Orchestra playing the introduction to The African Suite by Samuel Coleridge Taylor, who had a short but very productive life. He was still in his mid-30s when he died, British-born Samuel Coleridge Taylor. Just gone 8:15. Before you know it, it'll be time for Question of the Day Mark 2. That will be along after a rather fine spot of Schubert coming next.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Britain. Flu season's now in full swing, and at Boots, we want to help you protect yourself and the people you care for with a flu jab. Because when you jump on the bus and the person next to you starts sneezing and coughing, and whatever that is, it could put you and your loved ones at risk. So book your vaccination online or in store and help keep those you care for safe this winter. Boots, with you for flu season, with you for life. Eligibility criteria apply. Charges may apply, subject to availability. Find out more at boots.com/flu.
We encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power.
Households who shift weekday peak usage by 40% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage cap. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Next.
Hi, just these, thanks. Did you cash back?
Just need to check you're not a robot first. New security policy.
Okay.
How many traffic lights can you see out the window?
Oh, 2.
No, that's wrong.
Right, well, obviously I'm not a robot.
That's what a robot would say.
What a load of malarkey. Smarty keeps things simple, like 5 gig for just £5 on a flexible one-month plan. Less malarkey, more Smarty. Search Smarty Mobile.
What makes you feel good?
Finding a parking space right outside.
When my favourite song comes on the radio.
Switching my car insurance with AgeCo feels good. They're owned by Age UK and give their profits to the charity. And it's rated 5 stars by Defacto.
Switch with AgeCo today for insurance you can feel good about. Visit ageco.co.uk to get your quote now. Car insurance provided by Liverpool Victoria Insurance Company Limited.
When it comes to good food, everything else can wait. The doorbell just rung. Wait. The kids next door want their ball back. Wait. Getting back to Rachel's hen party group chat, definitely wait. Waitrose number one always comes first. From heather honey smoked Scottish salmon and salted caramel croissant cups to tomato and vodka pasta sauce. Everything else can wait. Save 20% on Waitrose number one. Waitrose, food to feel good about. Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Excludes products within the number one meal deal.
Play the online casino with winnings out of this world at maxmillions.com. 18 plus, begambleaware.org. Please play responsibly.
Say hello to Rayo, the way to listen to Magic Classical.
Getting paid should be the best part of being your own boss, but there's nothing worse than chasing an invoice or sorting through admin. Monzo Business helps you get paid the easy way. With digital invoices, customers can pay you easily. Business feels better with Monzo. It's why we're voted Best Business Banking Provider 2024 by Smart Money People. Search Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Invoicing is available with Monzo Business Pro for £5 a month. T's and C's apply.
Where it's windy, the Tay Road Bridge is closed in Dundee to high-sided vehicles, a speed limit of 30 for everyone else. A queue building M6 North at Preston, but you're being held at 31A Longridge where there's an obstruction. Strong winds, the Humber Bridge, backed up slightly out of Hull, taking the A63 to the A15. Travelling the M25 is a problem. Kent at Seven Oaks closed on the clockwise towards 6 at Godston. Repairs the other way into the Dartford Tunnel where 2 lanes are closed. And suspended trains between Manchester Oxford Road and Warrington Central. There's more on our website.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
The Basel Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Heinz Holliger. All 57 varieties of him, obviously. And playing Schubert, the Fifth Symphony, Fourth Movement. On Magic Classical, just about time for question of the day, Mark II, then. And morning, Bob in Flitwick, who says here, why am I so extraordinarily proud of getting an answer right on Only Connect? Questions of the day, we scoff at their challenge. Right then. Well, you can enjoy your pride and indeed your scoffing. And I'm sure you'll have no problem with question of the day, Mark II, today, which goes as follows. What common English language verb becomes its own past tense just by rearranging its own letters? What common English language verb becomes its own past tense by rearranging its letters? As ever, all suggestions welcome, no answer too daft. The text number 61054, starting your message with the word classical, by email, it's charles@magic.co.uk. See what we make of that this side of 9 o'clock. 8:30 now, quick check on the headlines this morning. A major consultation that's promising to put patients and staff at the heart of NHS reform in England is launching later. The Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, also says he wants more people treated outside of hospital, promising to create new neighbourhood centres. An Indigenous senator has shouted, "You are not my king," towards King Charles as he was addressing the Australian Parliament as part of his six-day tour of the country. The Queen was seen laughing as Lydia Thorpe was led away. A building in Lebanon's capital, Beirut, has been destroyed by Israeli airstrikes, which we're told targeted Hezbollah financial operations. Explosions have been heard across the city. And there are calls for new young drivers to be banned from carrying passengers of a similar age for 6 months after passing their test. The AA is also suggesting a G plate should be displayed on their cars to show they're a graduate driver. Weather still on the windy side, but a bit less of it than yesterday. Sunny spells, apart from a cloudy southeast of England, and scattered showers for the northwest. Quite a few showers doing the rounds tonight, and then tomorrow a showery west, a brighter east. This is music now from a recent thriller series on the streaming telly. It's an Anglo-French production called Liaison. Have you liaised with Liaison? It's not one I've caught so far, but plenty of room on the list for winter viewing. This is the theme for Liaison by Walter Mayer. Certainly reached a thrilling conclusion, didn't it? Thriller music for Liaison. Walter Mayer, the composer. Lots more screen-related goodies coming up in Screen Time after 9 this morning. Question of the day, Mark 2 today. What common English language verb becomes its own past tense just by rearranging its own letters? 61054, the text number, starting your message with the word classical. Email charles@magic.co.uk. Some Verdi now, the prelude to Act 1 of La Traviata with the Vienna Philharmonic. Verdi, the prelude to Act One of La Traviata, Caro Rizzi conducting the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. What do you think about this suggestion of car drivers who've just recently passed displaying a G plate for graduate? As distinct from the P plate that some people display in similar circumstances now. I'm not sure how much good it does. I've always been slightly suspicious of the P plate, knowing that there are some unpleasant people on the roads. Not the majority, fortunately, but there are some. And I've got this slight suspicion that the P plate just invites people, rather than giving courtesy and consideration to new drivers, may just encourage them to overtake them at all costs or whatever. Anyway, Bob in Flitwick says, G plate for graduate drivers, dual use. It could also stand for geezer. In both cases, they should drive slowly and give warnings to others. Fair point. Well made.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ruth, mum to Naomi, who survived a stroke at just 8.
What does that mean? What does that mean for her? As a young child who now couldn't move her right hand side, she couldn't speak, she couldn't talk, she couldn't eat. Where is this going to lead us? Where are we going to go? And we were just very much in a state of shock, is how I would best describe it.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
Your Vision. 2-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Get that Euro Millions feeling this Friday. 10 UK winners are guaranteed to be millionaires. That's 10 more reasons to dance. 10 more robots. 10 more limbos. 10 more salsas. 10 UK winners are guaranteed to be millionaires this Friday. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app.
Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
At Tesco Mobile, you'll find a great deal on all the latest phones. So if you're ready to upgrade, get the profoundly powerful new iPhone 16 Pro with 6 gigs of data for just $44.99 a month. Built for Apple intelligence and featuring a stunning titanium design, it pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
36-month credit agreement required. Subject to status and availability. Terms at tescomobile.com/terms.
MoneySuper 7, your mission, saving Britain on their household bills. What have we got?
Already on it, boss. We're chasing down savings right now. People could save big on a new credit card with us.
Not bad. Anything else?
Car insurance! As well as saving on credit cards, we could save people up to £526 on car insurance. That's worth shouting about.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
See how much you could save today with MoneySupermarket. 51% of consumers could save up to £526. Consumer Intelligence, June 2024, UK only.
So, Tom, what are you cooking up for the prices at home tonight?
Well, Kat, we're trying something new tonight, all because the lovely folks at HelloFresh are adding some Peruvian-inspired cuisine to their menu.
OK, would this be because Paddington in Peru arrives in cinemas on November the 8th?
Oh, I love Paddington. Yes, it is. The bear is back, Kat, and you can cook easy and delicious meals inspired by Paddington's tasty adventures in Peru, with ingredients delivered to your door from HelloFresh.
And right now, if you head over to the Magic Radio website, there's the chance to win a year's HelloFresh subscription and a very tasty £1,000.
Oh, what a brilliant prize. Kat, we did all that without mentioning marmalade sandwiches once.
Until just then.
Oh, I did it then, didn't I?
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
You are currently listening to the pearls of wisdom adorning the neck of Lord Nove. I do hope you will do me the honour of your ears past 10. I may have slightly muddled my metaphors there, but may I tempt you with a quiz and a new friend in the making with our listener in residence. Join me, Penny Smith, live or later on the Rayo app.
Music by Helen Jane Long, that is called Order, as in Order, Order. Magic Classical, let's just sort out question of the day, Mark 2. What common English language verb becomes its own past tense just by rearranging its letters? That was the question. Morning, Jeff in Edgware, who says, my wife chewed over your question of the day. She thinks the answer's eat and ate. And we're off to a backstage tour of the Albert Hall today. We've been to the venue many times. Really looking forward to seeing how it all works. Enjoy, I'm sure you will. It's a brilliant building, the Royal Albert Hall. Looks huge when you see it in one of those high wide angle shots on television. Isn't quite so huge when you see it in real life, but glorious place. I've worked there a few times and I think you will find it interesting to see the backstage version of it. There's all sorts of tunnels leading to all sorts of places. Question of the day, Mark II left me bemused and getting on with eating my toast, says Pauline from the Mendips, while his nibs husband Keith announced, I know this. He's come up with eat and ate. Sounds good to me. Wishing all a good rain and wind-free week. Well, very wise sentiments. Storm Ashley has other plans for other parts, but we'll see. Morning from a dreary wet Wix, says Richard. Paula on form this morning. Question two, answer is eat. She believes becomes eight. What a clever little girl I married. We did question of the day mark one right, but ran out of time due to my fat fingers. Never mind, we'll settle for one right today. It's funny, Lady Nove was trying to send a text to somebody yesterday and suffering severely from fat finger trouble. She doesn't have fat fingers, they just were yesterday. I think it's a side effect of the cold of the season. Lots of snuffling, coughing, feeling rubbish, weak legs and obviously fat fingers. Christine and Philip got it after mentally running through lots of verbs starting with D, as you usually add D to indicate past tense, and realising that wasn't going to work, it suddenly came as a flash. Eat and ate. Now time to get up and go and eat some breakfast. And morning, the Lady Terry in Rillington going in that direction. And to you, if you went for eat to ate or et, depending on how you pronounce A-T-E. Where I come from, it's eight. All right. Questions of the day will resume tomorrow. Now, this is from Carl Jenkins from his marvellous work, The Armed Man, A Mass for Peace. This is the Hymn Before Action.
Done with wrong.
Him Before Action, the work of Carl Jenkins from The Armed Man, A Mass for Peace. If you're with us on Premium between now and the news, Luis Cabrera is going to lead the way with some Schumann. Other side of the news, it'll be our first screen time appointment of the new week, starting off in exotic French parts after the news.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ang Harrod, who had a stroke earlier this year.
The ongoing issues that I have is that I get fatigued quite a lot and quite easy, so I have to kind of manage my daily activities around sort of triggers in how I'm going to feel. My right leg doesn't work 100% properly, so I have to use a walking aid about just for balance and things. I also have like a little machine on my leg that sends electric shocks to help me drop my foot in the correct position.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
How much? Oh, my.
I take it you wasn't expecting that, my love.
No.
What a wonderful way to start your Friday.
It's more than good. It's brilliant.
Oh, bless you.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
What is all that?
8 pages of totally confusing notes, mate.
Oof. You need to get the new Samsung Galaxy Tab S10 Ultra. AI Note Assist summarised it down to a page for me.
Smart. Saves hours.
Yes, it does. More time for my sci-fi dramas. Pew, 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 pew. Galaxy AI is here. Get at least £100 off the new Galaxy Tab S10 Ultra when you trade in your old tablet at Samsung.com. Samsung account login may be required for certain AI features. £100 based on any tablet in any condition. T's and C's apply. Offer ends October 22nd.
You know that guy I've been seeing?
Yeah.
Turns out my sister's been seeing him too.
Oh, really?
And I heard he's been seeing Kelly at number 56. And Dave.
Your brother?
Yep.
Specsavers opticians and audiologists own their stores, so your care is their business, which can make them rather popular.
I've got something to tell you. I've got half an hour with him this afternoon.
Specsavers. Your care is our business.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. 2-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited. Authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Sunny, shining, in the sky. Sam used to worry about rising energy prices, but not since fixing his tariff. Instead of spending hours looking for deals, he just relaxes in the shower, singing, rather badly. Because with a British Gas fixed tariff, you're protected against future price rises. And if we release a cheaper fixed tariff, you can switch to it, absolutely free. Search British Gas tariffs. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. We're being told to play our part to help the government fix the NHS. An online consultation's been launched in England, allowing us to share our views on how to improve the care we get. It's been called the biggest national conversation about the health service since it was created. Health Minister Stephen Kinnock says it's vital people have their say.
I think most people across the country would accept that there's a frustration around the system not working as well as it should. It needs to modernise. We are absolutely committed to delivering that. But of course, we recognise that investment is also very important.
The King's been heckled by an Australian senator who accused the royal family of genocide during an event in the country's parliament. Lydia Thorpe shouted, "You're not my king and this is not your land," during the outburst following his speech in Canberra. The AA is calling for young drivers to be banned from carrying passengers of a similar age for 6 months after passing their test. The motoring group's also proposing compulsory plates to indicate newly graduated drivers. Crystal Owen lost her 17-year-old son Harvey in a crash with three of his friends in North Wales last November. She's backing the changes.
When you lose a child and you know it was preventable and you look into a law that's existed for years in other countries and has been effective, that's what drives you to know that you could stop other people having going through this.
Israel's carried out a series of airstrikes on branches of a bank in Lebanon. Its military says it was targeting locations used to finance Hezbollah operations. Hundreds of homes and businesses were left without power in Northern Ireland last night after Storm Ashley hit. At Belfast City Airport, passengers were stuck on planes for a few hours because it was too windy to get the aircraft steps out. And Donald Trump's put in a shift at McDonald's in Pennsylvania as he campaigns for votes in next month's US election.
If you don't mind, I want to work the French fry counter.
Absolutely.
Okay, how much are you paying me?
The Republican presidential candidate was spotted putting on an apron before staging an impromptu news conference, answering questions through a drive-through window.